When the call came in about Ben Sawyer, a jumper on a ledge 12 stories above a parking lot, Roxy and Leon took the lead in the negotiations. Roxy's husband, Marine Sergeant Drew Slater, often talked about PTSD, and Leon was a veteran as well. The man, barely 30, looked haggard as he began. "They won't send me over again," Leon asked.
"Can you tell me why you want to deploy again, son?"
"My brothers." The man fingered a small snapshot in his hands. Noting his look of despair, Roxy suggested, "Ask him what happened to his unit." A young officer watching countered, "He said brothers, not unit mates." Roxy quickly replied, "Soldiers call those they fight alongside brothers. He is referring to his unit." Leon chose to follow Roxy's suggestion, based on the confidence in her voice.
"Ben, do you want to tell me about your unit? Your brothers?"
Ben wiped at a tear rolling down his cheek, never shifting his gaze from the image before him. "They're gone. All of them. I'm the only one that walked away. We were patrolling. The lead Humvee hit an IED. The explosion obliterated them. While our ears were still ringing from the blast, an RPG hit the Humvee behind us. I was the only survivor." Roxy's heart shattered. "Survivor's guilt. He feels as though he should have died right there. He can't forgive himself. He probably wants to go back just to die."
"My brothers are gone. They won't let me re-up."
"It's better this way."
Ben sucked in a shuddering breath as he shifted his weight.
"That's not true," Roxy implored. "Don't you see? Your brothers wouldn't want this. Think of how devastated they would be if they were here now, seeing you on the edge of ending your life. The men you served with, they spent every day protecting your six. If you jump now, you dishonor their memory. The best way you can honor them, their sacrifice, is to live. Share their story with the world. Ensure their legacy lives on for years to come. You can't do that if you jump today, Ben."
Ben's gaze remained fixed on Roxy's for a long moment. Then he made his decision.
"I'm sorry. I just can't do this anymore."
The next moments happened in slow motion for Roxy. Ben broke the connection with her, peered down, and launched himself as far from the building as possible. Roxy raced for the edge, reaching for the despondent man, her hands grasping only empty air.